Brian Lehrer on WNYC, thanks for tuning in today. We'll get to Rick Santorum and what he said about college and a nation of snobs and President Obama's original remark from 3 years ago that Santorum was referring to in just a minute. I just want to invite everyone, though, for literally just 1 minute to join our winter membership drive, as we humbly request that everyone who listens to us on a regular basis make a once a year contribution to help run the radio station. This is our first membership drive of the year, and we hope many of you will do a good deed right here on day one. Get it out of the way. Make your tax-deductible donation for 2011, and we thank you all for even considering it. So visit our website at wnyc.org or call our pledge line, 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692. And if you don't do it right now, we hope you'll do it sometime during this hour. So thanks a lot for considering it and getting us off to a good start. These are uncertain times in the economy, and we depend on all our listeners who can afford it to come through with a once-a-year pledge of support. 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or pledge online at WNYC.org. And again, thank you so much for considering it. Well, Rick Santorum may be limping out of Michigan and Arizona, but he probably had the quote of the week on the campaign trail when he lashed out at President Obama for saying that Obama wants all Americans to go to college. First, here's the original quote from the president that Santorum was referring to. It comes from his very first month in office, from his February 2009 address to a joint session of Congress and to the nation. At that time, he was trying to restore a sense of optimism at the very height of the financial crisis.
So tonight, I ask every American to commit to at least 1 year or more of higher education or career training. It's going to be a community college or a four-year school, vocational training or an apprenticeship. But whatever the training may be, every American will need to get more than a high school diploma. And dropping out of high school is no longer an option. It's not just quitting on yourself, it's quitting on your country. And this country needs and values the talents of every American.
President Obama in February 09. But here was what Santorum said about that line over the weekend.
President Obama once said he wants everybody in America to go to college. What a snob. They're good, decent men and women who go out and work hard every day and put their skills to test that aren't taught by some liberal college professor and trying to indoctrinate them.
Santorum from a campaign stop the other day. A college-educated America would be an America of snobs, and what happens in college is liberal indoctrination. So apparently it would not be a priority of Santorum's as a working-class hero to expand the percentage of Americans with college degrees. But now we'll look at that position and the president's in economic terms. And with us for this is Jennifer Cohen, senior policy analyst at the New America Foundation's Higher Education Program. Jennifer, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks so much, Brian. Good to be here.
What percentage of Americans go to college these days?
You know, that's a great question. It's actually much higher than a lot of people think. Currently, or actually for the data that we have most recent for 2009, about 20 million people entered higher education in 2009 or were enrolled in higher education in 2009. That's a nearly 100% doubling over what we saw more than 30 years before that. So a lot more people are going into higher education than did previously. What's important, though, is not just who enters higher education, but also who actually graduates with a degree. And when we're talking about degrees, we're not just talking about four-year degrees. We're talking about associate's degrees. We're talking about other post-baccalaureate certifications, whether those are in technical skills or other career-oriented fields. So we are seeing a real growth in that. Unfortunately, what we also see is that not that many people are actually exiting higher education with degrees. So currently, if we're looking at white students that enter school, and this is for a cohort that entered school in 2002, only 60% of people that entered a four-year actually graduated with a four-year degree. It's even lower for associate's degrees. Only 29% of white students actually exited their associate degree program that entered with a degree, and it's even lower for black and Hispanic students as well. So we're seeing that it's not just about entering college, but it's also about exiting college with a degree. We need to make sure that we look at the conversation all the way through.
I had no idea the college dropout rates were that high. What's the main cause?
It's a great question, and one that I think the Department of Education is looking at, as well as community colleges and 4 years across the country. A lot of people think that it's about preparation prior to entering school. So a lot of people, particularly at community colleges, enter needing remedial education. So that means they are going into often high school level English and math classes, even when they're enrolled at a community college or even a four-year, and they don't receive credits for those academic credits towards their degrees for those classes. So they're basically wasting time and money after they've graduated high school, relearning high school level subjects. Now, often people either can't afford to continue doing that, sort of moving backwards in time, even though they're paying college tuition, or they get frustrated, or they don't really realize what the payoff over the long term is for those degrees.
And how do you see the job market then? There's a big global shift underway in the kinds of jobs available here versus other countries. What percentage of good jobs today require a college education or a partial college or however you want to measure it? And how does that compare to the past?
That's a great point. We've seen a huge shift. So there's been a whole bunch of studies that look at this. One of the most recent ones came out of the Georgetown University Center on Education in the Workforce. And they showed us that right now, today, so in about 2008, over 60% of jobs required some kind of higher degree. So that leaves the remaining 40% or so for high school graduates or high school dropouts. But that's 60% of jobs that you need either an associate's degree, some college but not necessarily a degree, a bachelor's degree, or even a master's degree to even be considered. That's a dramatic shift from the 70s, where you were seeing 70% or more of jobs only required a high school degree or even lower.
Wow.
So we are seeing a dramatic shift, and that shift is expected to continue. So this same study looked out into 2018, and they see that these numbers are going to continue to the point where we'll be nearly two-thirds of jobs will require some sort of higher education.
Now, because of the blowback that Santorum has been getting to his remark, he tried to restate it on ABC This Week on Sunday. Here's how he put it in that second pass.
I think because there are a lot of people in this country that have no desire or no aspiration to go to college because they have a different set of skills and desires and dreams that don't include college. And to sort of lay out there that somehow this should be everybody's goal, I think devalues the tremendous work that people who, frankly, don't go to college and don't want to go to college because they have a lot of other talents and skills that, frankly, college, four-year colleges may not be able to assist them. And there are other there's technical schools, there's additional training, vocational training, there's skills and apprenticeships. There's all sorts of things that people can do to upgrade their skills, to be very productive and great workers here in America.
Isn't that what the president's
saying,
Senator?
Provide for their families and build their community.
Rick Santorum on Sunday with George Stephanopoulos on ABC, making it sound like all he was offering was a personal choice, while Obama is trying to force people who would rather become plumbers to try to become scientists or something like that. But did you hear that question, Jennifer, that Stephanopoulos tried to started to ask there about, isn't that the same thing that the president is actually saying? So I'm going to replay the Obama clip here, and keep in mind that Santorum in that response was talking about the integrity of people who choose vocational training or an apprenticeship or things like that. Listen to what the president actually said.
So tonight I ask every American to commit to at least 1 year or more of higher education or career training. This can be a community college or a four-year school, vocational training or an apprenticeship. But whatever the training may be, every American will need to get more than a high school diploma. And dropping out of high school is no longer an option. It's not just quitting on yourself, it's quitting on your country. And this country needs and values the talents of every American.
So he also talked about vocational training or apprenticeships. Do you think this comes down to an actual policy difference? if Rick Santorum were to be elected president. Is it clear to you from his remarks that there's an actual policy difference at stake, or is this just campaign rhetoric of the moment?
I think it's just campaign rhetoric. I think what we have here is one of those very, very rare moments where Barack Obama and Rick Santorum are more or less saying the same thing. They're admitting that moving forward, more Americans are going to have to consider more education after high school, whether that's a vocational certificate, a more career and technical education training through an adult learning center, a four-year degree, an associate's degree. We're finally recognizing that a high school degree is not enough. And all the evidence shows that that's been the process for a long time. It's just we're finally at that point where the numbers can't be denied. We need to start considering preparing our high school students for both college and career. And now career means not just exiting high school and going into that career, but maybe pursuing something beyond that. There are lots of sort of interesting approaches that can be used here. You see more and more, particularly urban high schools, offering opportunities, for their students to get certification in technical skills while still enrolled in high school. And that absolutely qualifies here is what both Rick Santorum and Barack Obama are talking about, are giving more people the opportunity to better themselves. And it's true, there are some people that shouldn't go to four-year schools, whether it's because they can't handle the debt or they're not interested in that sort of education. But we are at a point where more people really need to be considering what happens beyond high school.
A little clarification of a hot moment on the campaign trail, a little light on all the heat from Jennifer Cohen, senior policy analyst at the New America Foundation's Higher Education Program. Jennifer, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Brian.
And coming up next, the controversial new book by David Agus, M.D., called The End of Illness. Stay with us.